episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast. Hello.
I'm Molly.
How are you?
Helpful. Educational.
Research the heat press.
The best podcast conversations we have had.
My business called John McGonagh Design.
With Matt from Print Pro UK.
It's nice to be here.
I have loved this episode. If you're a garment decorator, welcome to the crew.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to day two of Vespa. I am here on the full length of stand today, stand C61. I'm very happy to be joined by Chief Digital Officer at Styles, Jason Tompkins. Jason, welcome to the first ever live you've done on the UK European channels.
How are you? Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. You know, it's a good event when you're on day two and I'm already losing my voice. So we're going to do the best I can here. But yeah, it's been awesome just meeting with partners, just seeing all the opportunity and the excitement here. It's a fantastic event.
So we're here today on this live in particular to talk about the Vil engines. Some of you might have heard some rumors about this, and we're going to give you a little bit of a taster today. If you've got questions for Jason about anything to do with software, garment decoration, the industry, just leave a comment. We'll be happy to get through anything. And if you've got questions about anything else to do with Vespa or Styles, just leave a comment. We'll be happy to help. So for those that have never heard of Vil engine, been living under a rock for the last year and a half, give us a little taste for everyone in Europe and UK about what the Vil engine could mean to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an all-in-one software solution for your decoration business. And so whether that's automating the inventory management or the sourcing, we've got an awesome partnership with Rallowise we'll talk on, all the way down to the way you do your printing, whether it's direct-to-film, DTG, embroidery, engraving, sublimation, UV printing, very agnostic in the way we've built our system to be open to work with different machine types, but also different decoration techniques. And each one has a little bit of a different way to be optimized. And so we've really gone deep in terms of what we've built on how optimized and automated you can be in your production, whether it's a bulk order or it's a quantity of one. And that's really where we got our start, is in that quantity of one. And you have to be automated. You have to be efficient when you have an order of one. You can spend 20 minutes on setting up a job if it's a 10,000 piece order. If you spend that same amount of time on that one piece order, you're losing money as you're doing production. It's not scalable.
So when it comes to automation, can you give like a specific example? So one of the things I really like for Vil engine, it kind of takes the stuff that people hate to do.
Yeah.
It's the most, it's sort of jobs that are, this takes me way too long. This is like a waste of my time doing this.
Yeah. I mean, it starts with how you source your inventory that you're going to do your production on and you're going to decorate. I can still remember when we started our business, I was wearing a lot of hats. I was an entrepreneur starting to my own, you know, merch company to help nonprofits in the States. That's how the software was born, was out of necessity. It wasn't because I had a good idea or our team had a good idea. It was because we were dying from process and dying from the really not fun things that you're talking about. I would wake up each morning stressed because I knew I was going to have to try to go figure out where am I going to source everything. And it was in the middle of COVID, which that was even throw that into the mix. And what we realized was like, this is ridiculous. Why do we have a human trying to go source things? I'm ordering the wrong stuff. You know, I'm trying to find product. And what we ended up doing is creating connections to all the major suppliers in the US. That's where we're really excited here in the UK. We're going to have an integration already built day one with Rallowise. Fantastic partner there. We've partnered with Stanley Stella. So we've always worked through partnerships, but that's just step one, getting the goods in. Step two, all right, we got to receive them in now. What's an efficient way of doing that? And our system takes all of the product that you need to do your production for a given amount of time's worth of orders. Could be a day for larger shots, could be a couple days if your shop is a little bit smaller. And we aggregate everything together. And when you do the receiving, it's so ridiculously simple. Box comes in, you scan the box, our software knows what's in the box, and then we print out QR code labels. So there's no more paper, right? So apologies to paper companies out there. We're eliminating the need for paper POs. There is no paper POs in our system. It's all QR codes. So if it's a bulk job, one QR code for the whole job. But if you're doing on-demand, that's kind of the heart and soul of whatever it is you're producing, is that QR code. And it has all the information, the recipe for the production, exactly which address it's going to get shipped to. And that really drives the rest of the process in the facility.
Right. And some paper's a good point, because something that people don't always think about, or they think about but never really fix, is that how much time staff spend picking up a piece of paper, walking, putting it somewhere else, another class picks up, walks somewhere else.
Yeah.
You could lose days and weeks.
It's crazy. You know, I've been in a lot of really successful print shops, and you're going through the tour and it's like, here's our data entry team. Like, these are the guys just putting the orders into the system. It's like, oh my goodness, that's already inefficient. And then they get down to the shop floor and they're printing out these paper, and then they get to the equipment and they're like, well, I need to look up this embroidery logo. So they type in the design ID, or maybe they scan a barcode, but then they have to set up the thread on each spool. And then they have to set up their sequences, and you're just watching them click, 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 paper, type, 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 type. And it's like, why on earth would you do that when you could have a QR code scanner, scan that QR code, and you're done.
Yeah.
And now the operator isn't having to make a judgment call. They're not having to make a decision. That was created actually way before that, when setting up the product, regardless if it was Shopify or if it was an order that came in, you know, through a different platform. And so no matter what source that order comes in, it's all about standardizing that production, regardless of the client, regardless of the source, so that your operator can be as efficient as possible in how they do their production.
Right. Because, I mean, and it means you can essentially increase your capacity without having to hire extra staff. You know, hiring takes a lot of time,
takes
a lot of money. And we know from being more efficient is much better way to approach problems.
Yeah, when we first started doing DTG, it's a perfect example. Our DTG operator, we had like two guys. And if one of them was sick, we're like, we're screwed. We don't have anyone who can come in and run the DTG equipment, because it was all tribal knowledge. They're like, oh, for this 3001 Bella canvas, this is a heathered color and it's in sunset coral, whatever. We need to use this print setting. But it was all up here. Like, it was in one person's head, as opposed to having it be automated. Now, when we need to bring someone in and train someone, there is every single portion of Fulfill Engine, whether it's receiving, it's quality control, whether it's doing DTG or direct to film, you can have someone fully trained in hours, and they're efficient and they're doing a great job in hours, not weeks and months. And that's really what automation and process can bring to the table, as well as, like you said, making them your operators you already have, making them more efficient, more throughput, less labor, more cost savings.
Less distraction. Now, we've had it internally before. We used to see a lot of stuff on paper when we manufacture transfers. It's not just to move it from one place to another. It's like every time they move it, oh, hi, how's it going? Or like they disappear somewhere else into the factory.
Yeah, absolutely.
And half an hour, like, where did Jason go?
That's right. Exactly. It's true. And then when you have a process like direct to film, when you're doing production, it's not, you know, like with embroidery or DTG, UV printing, oftentimes these digital processes, it was like you put the garment in and then the machine decorates on it, right? With direct to film, it's like, okay, we have to print out the direct to film. Then we have to match it up and stage it. And then we have to press it. And I've been in facilities where they're doing huge volume. I'm talking like thousands of orders every single day with direct to film. And they're manually ganging up their rolls to create their transfers. And then they're manually cutting them all. And then there's someone who's like, well, this one I think goes to this one. And they're manually matching up everything. And then it gets to the press. They're loading the shirt. And then they have this like ruler, like abacus looking thing. They're like moving stuff around to make sure the print's perfect. And it's like, oh my gosh, that direct-to-film print just took an insane amount of time. How many different hands just touched this job? You're losing money every second. You're losing money every time someone touches that job. And we've really optimized that direct-to-film workflow, where everything is a specific number that matches up to these bite-sized batches. Because if you're playing the matching game, I love calling it the matching game. If you play the matching game with 1,000 units with 2,000 different prints, that's a really time-consuming and inefficient process. And so our system makes it really easy to consume. You know, my 10-year-old can come to the shop and she can be efficient because she's just playing number matching, okay? And then getting to the heat press, not having to sit there and eyeball, is this actually the left chest? Is this the right chest? Well, I loaded it and it's upside down. I can't remember what's left and right. Someone like me, it's really difficult to have to like really concentrate to know where this design is going to go. Now with our system and with the ProPlaced IQ, it's a scan a QR code and it's projected into the exact spot. And what an incredibly efficient, not just for speed, but for quality. Like, you're not scrapping as much. I can still remember when we first started doing direct to film, we had a customer who had a logo where it was like an ocean wave, and it was almost exactly the same this way as it would be upside down.
Oh.
And we would, half of our prints would be flipped upside down because it was so close. You can't do that. You can't mess that up when it's an actual projection that you're laying it over. So just incredible technology from the Sol side of those heat presses, as well as the software powering it to be that efficient.
That's the thing as well, is that we talk about, like, what I love about, like, doing big sports decorating. Road place is great because you can do more at once.
Yeah.
But you're empowering people to print on demand. And although sometimes that's a one and a one and a one, it might be actually, well, if you're doing it for like a store or a workplace, they are going to be a mass. They're just going to be over 365 days.
That's right.
So if someone comes in 2 months later and their left chest is another inch below, or an upside down, something like that. It makes
exactly sense,
because you're still going to have an ununiform uniform.
That's right. If you can eliminate extra decision points,
yeah,
that's when you get quality and efficiency over time, whether, like you said, it's someone buying a product today or they're buying it in 2 years,
yeah,
or they're buying it in different locations. Because I think what's really happening with on-demand is a lot of screen printers, a lot of people in the industry, they hear on-demand and they're like, well, it's quantities of one. I don't want to deal with that. The reality is on-demand is about producing what you need, when you need it, and where you need it.
Yeah.
And that's really what's happening, is all these different industries are realizing, whether it's team sports, whether it's corporate, on-demand is for you, and it's coming whether you want it or not. And so you're at a point where it's like, either embrace it and bring in new revenue and more profitable revenue, or, you know, fight it and regret it in a couple years. But the reality is it's here now. And that's what Fulfill Engine is all about, is empowering you to be able to take on demand and be efficient and be profitable and scale it.
Yep.
And if we can do that, then we're the partner that we want to be.
Something I just wanted to clarify, just for everyone who's watching, it might be, I'm sure this is the first time, so there's a lot of information taken in. This is not just for heat transfers, it's not just for stars. This is for your whole business. You can put every technology you've got in there.
That's right. Yeah, I see so many other, there's some great software out there, don't get me wrong. But oftentimes it's a specific manufacturer of equipment software. So, like, I'm not going to name names, but let's just say certain DTG brand says, you have to use this software and you can only use this embroidery equipment and that's it. We don't want you to do any other decoration techniques. Like, that's not the reality. The reality is every one of these decoration techniques is another tool in our belt to be more profitable and to bring a solution to our clients that empowers them to go sell. So, like, if you have a team store, you should be selling 40-ounce tumblers. Why not? Every mom watching their son play football, I know I'm in Europe now, I can't call it soccer, all right? So when they're watching your kid play football, why are you not selling a UV-printed tumbler, an engraved tumbler, right? Like, we have the technology that's going to empower you to pick which decoration techniques you want to sell and not limit you. Because the worst thing you want is to have all these different systems. We call that the Frankenstein. Okay, I need this system for engraving. I need this system for embroidery. Oh, I have to have this technology to integrate into a Shopify store. Like, we want to bring all of that in to where your business can run through one system without that tribal knowledge and giving you the scalability to go sell to your clients in a way you've never sold before.
Exactly. And there's also going to be potential to incorporate, you don't have to be like, okay, somehow, well, I only decorate t-shirts. How do I get the tumbler? I can't decorate something without buying gravy.
Yeah.
There's going to be solutions to that as well.
Absolutely. At Fulfill Engine, from day one, the only reason we exist is because of partnerships. And we've made some incredible partners, both in the US, now in the UK, now in Europe, and these partners all have different diverse products, different diverse decoration techniques. So even if you just have a single heat press, and you enjoy doing heat transfer vinyl and direct to film, and you just want to stick with heat applied technologies, we can connect you with partners who can do the printing that you don't want to do and the decoration you don't want to do. So it really is this all-in-one solution that allows you to decide exactly how you run your business We are never going to be the ones to tell you how to run your business, but we want to empower you with tools to give you more flexibility, which then allows you in turn to go give your customers a more flexible solution.
And what about, that's kind of like the behind the scenes, yeah. It's the brains and the brawn. What about the front? How do they get their existing shop or they have a starter shop? How does that work?
Yeah. All the while we were building all these back-end tools for production efficiency, we were also building some pretty awesome tools on the what we call the front end. And really, that's where the order acquisition is happening. And so whether you're working through Shopify or you're connected to another platform and you need order desk or API integration, we have all these great tools, including our product builder. And our product builder is really like core to our entire system. Because when you build a product with our software, and it pushes to Shopify, or it's on our own custom branded store solution that you can use. When you build the product, you're building the recipe. So I'm gonna say that one more time because it's so incredibly important. We have created a system in our product builder where I know this is you're gonna roll your eyes when I say this. You can't mess it up, okay? Because our software is keeping the person building the product, whether it's your customer, whether you wanna build the store for your customer. My daughter likes to build little Taylor Swift shops, right? She can build it because we don't have to worry about someone using this product builder and doing something that's not going to result in a great print. So our system is analyzing edges. It's analyzing the DPI, and it's ensuring that that artwork that you've uploaded is essentially eligible for that product and that decoration technique. So it's a very on-the-rails system. And then when you've set that product up, you're done. There's no like, oh, let me then go set up the artwork for decoration. No, you already did it when you created the product, right? So it's one single step. And now your customers, or when you're building stores, you're done. Like, it's so efficient. And so it's, you build the store, whether it's our platform or some other platform, you build your store and then you move on to the next customer. And then as those orders are coming in, you're not having to worry about it because it's all automated. It's all taken care of already. So now your system, your team is doing production efficiently, and then your sales team is outgoing and getting that next customer and that next new revenue opportunity. And that's what it's all about, having not just efficient production, but an efficient business.
That's just going to touch on that there. We've kind of talked about it. What it'd be like for a business owner, really, like from the salesperson, it has a lot of benefits to everyone in the business.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's quicker, turnaround's better. But from perhaps somebody who's watching, you might be like, more from the commercial side, what is the benefit to them as a salesperson?
Yeah.
Their business taking off?
It's taking mundane things. It's like with AI. AI isn't taking our jobs. It's making us more efficient at the jobs we do, right? And that's what our goal is, even with someone in sales, right? Is to say, let us make you more efficient. So I'll give a great example of how my original company that we built all this crazy software for, we had this company called Printer Cause in the States to help nonprofits. One of the coolest little sales tricks, and this, you may think, oh, this is so obvious, but I see a lot of companies don't do this, okay? When they send a gift or a promo item, they'll send a gift with their brand. So I would send you a gift with Fulfill Engine. Do you really want branded merch that says Fulfill Engine? Like, it's a promo item, but do you really want that? Are you going to put that in your top drawer? Are you going to want to wear that out and advertise for me? No, of course not. So what I would do is I would go to a nonprofit. I would build them a store ahead of the call because it's so fast. It takes a couple minutes to build a store. So now I get onto the call. I'm not just pitching them the idea of a store. I'm saying, no, I've already built you your store. And then we take it a step further. This store has their logo and their merchandise. I'd say, I'm actually going to send you a gift through the platform. So now you can experience it. So you're going to get a gift. You're going to go through, you're going to check out, you're going to see how awesome and efficient that user experience is. And then they're going to physically receive that gift that has not my logo on it, but their logo. And just using that, it's a concept called giftology, if you've ever read the book. An incredible concept to send a gift that they actually want. And that's just one of many different ways to sell and use the platform, to almost use it as a sales tool instead of just something that's reactive, being proactive with clients.
And the great thing is, the person who's watching this video now, it's that tends to be an extra revenue source that you can pass on to your customers.
Absolutely.
This is part of the package, but you could then go, so I can work in the sports store, okay, would you like me to build this code for you? Like, say, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's a 5-minute job,
yeah.
But they don't know that.
That's right.
It looks like you spent a lot of time.
Not only are we able to set up stores for that team, which is both on-field and off-field. So, you know, for all the parents and grandparents who want to support their, you know, their son or daughter.
Yeah.
But then it's also jerseys. It's roster management. We've built now where the names and numbers can be customized on the fly. We've made it where if someone takes a number, that number is no longer eligible. So now we've taken a headache off the coach, off the manager. Like, there's all these different roles just in team and sports. We felt it, we live it, we breathe it. So we're not just building software for what we think people need and what we think our partners need. We've built the platform because our partners are saying, we need this, we have to have this. And so that's where the solution is now, in a way that is so efficient for so many different players in this entire kind of flywheel of our industry.
Yeah, and there's no commitment to stock to the end customer because it's on demand.
It's on demand. Yeah, and then it's on demand for even getting sourcing your blanks. Like, you don't need to take some huge, massive inventory position. That's why you have partners like a Rallowise, like a Penn Carry, right? And so working through these types of suppliers is absolutely core to what we've done, because we don't want any of our partners to have to take an unnecessary inventory position, especially right now. The economy's on a global scale. There's a lot of unknowns. So
it's going to be some serious, I mean, more in the U.S. than perhaps for us.
Here. Yeah.
There's going to be some real stoppages again.
Yeah, it's going to be for sure. When companies are turning around, you know, container ships because they don't want to touch the product,
right?
Because they don't want to get hit with some massive tariff that they're unsure about. Yeah, it's going to cause chaos. So
if you're smart, you'd be able to adapt your offering. So maybe you switch between suppliers, you change color slightly.
Yeah.
But it's all tiny detail, but it means you could do that like that.
That's right.
And you don't have to worry about, okay, what's going to come. It's got live events.
Exactly. That's right. Look, the industry right now, it's a bit of chaos, right? But the forward thinkers and the people who want to innovate and push forward, they're actually going to benefit from this. One of my favorite shows, Game of Thrones, the famous quote, chaos is a ladder. I embrace that, right? And I think if decorators embrace that idea that, yeah, things are crazy right now, the economy's not great, but there are tools out there and there are partners out there to let you bring in new revenue and do business in a new way, that's how we want to help our partners. And we really, truly believe the solution that we're bringing here to the UK is a tool that decorators can use to elevate their business and bring in new revenue. And that's it. At the end of the day, if we can all bring in revenue, then we're all winning.
For anyone that's thinking, this sounds great, I'm very interested. And obviously, we'll go for contact details at the end of this, but I'm just thinking more from a, like, let's say someone comes to you, you can shake hands, like, you know, onboard you and starts partying. What is the sort of first things you like to do with the business to kind of prepare them mentally or in the business to get ready for something like fulfilling?
It's a fantastic question. It can be very scary when you have operations. It's not like you're a facility and you're like, oh, hey, we saw this really cool, you know, new software solution on a live stream. Let's go buy it. And then tomorrow we're just going to overhaul our entire process and our entire business overnight. Of course not, right? It's not like you just turn the machine off, the engine off of your production when you're going to do this. So the first thing we do is we really find out, where can we bring the most value first? And then we have different ways of kind of getting to the all-in-one solution for a shop. And some people do rip the Band-Aid off and say, we just want to jump in and just do all of this right away. And other businesses say, actually, you know what? It's the white label store solution. We want to start there because we're losing revenue to other companies who are doing this. Or, hey, we struggle with building Shopify stores. Okay, great. Well, let's start there. And then we can slowly work in the new production system. And some people opt for just the front end, some people opt for just the back end. So our system is very modular, and that allows us to onboard people in a real natural and efficient way to where they don't feel like, hey, facility, get ready, I'm about to drop new software on you. Because people, when they have something they're comfortable with, there can be some objection. So you thinking, if you're the business owner, if you go to your production team, they might be like, well, hold on, I'm comfortable with what we've been doing it this way for 5 years, right? So that team, there might be some pushback.
Right.
And so I think by doing it kind of in a way that involves your whole team and a little bit more of an organic way, that's what our team, our account management team and our onboarding team does such a fantastic job of is kind of understanding how the business, because everyone's business is different. There's not just a one size fits all, do business this way. Like everyone has different clients in different ways. So it's a really important step in the process that we really get to know our partner and understand how is our system going to impact them in a positive way.
So anyone you pay or you're interested in learning more about that, so if you're coming to Best Bet and understand C61, do come and speak to the whole team here, learn about it a bit more, have a sit down, get to know us a bit more. Anyone else that's interested, what's be the first step?
Yeah, so we're in a beta program right now. So we're taking on partners that want to really, you know, look, we do business differently in the US. You guys do business differently in the UK. It turns out there's a lot of different countries in Europe that all do business a little bit differently, right? So having partners that we're going to work with you and truly build a bespoke solution that fits your needs is really important to us. And that means picking the right partners. And so right now we're looking for those right partners. So if you're interested in being one of those partners with us, that's where you can reach out either to myself or to Sandy, who oversees our global partnerships. You'll post the information of that contact information, but we're really excited. I can't wait to every year, this is just going to get bigger and bigger. Next year we'll be saying, can you believe it was a year ago when we launched our beta? And now look where we are. We have this many partners. It's just momentum that's happening. And so if you can't tell, it gets me excited.
I know. That's it. You head to mobileengine.com. You can get some case studies. Some of the customers are already using it. You'd be able to see what their experience of it was, how to reach out to them, ask them a question about like they get it. Partial view on it. And there's lots of information on there. You've got a lot of details.
That's great.
Thank you to Jason and Sandy and the rest of the team. Have we got any questions coming in, Molly? Okay. All right. So in that case, thank you, Jason. Appreciate your time.
Bro.
Thank you to everyone for watching.